Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, November 16th. As always, this podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by our friends at Amwager, amwager.com, A-M-W-A-G-E-R.com, a great legal licensed ADW, which is an online betting site. Check it out. Amwager.com, where you can get the written version as well, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to Amwager.com, clicking on Handicapping and Ellastar's blog. We're going to start the races for Saturday, November 16th, with the James F. Lewis Stakes, race 6 at Laurel, post 251 Eastern. It's one of two really interesting 2-year-old stakes on the Laurel card on Saturday. And the bulk of the probability to win, in my opinion, lies with Raging Whiskey and Newstom. With morning line favorite Tuggle vulnerable on a couple counts, which makes the race playable. Tuggle won his debut at 5 furlongs, leading from start to finish in June, then finished third in the Saratoga Special after leading early before 2 route races. So either he's need the lead type but won't get the lead, as Raging Whiskey is faster early and inside of him in the gate, or the 2 routes dulled his early speed, which will allow Raging Whiskey an easy early lead, as none of the 3 inside of him in the gate are faster. Raging Whiskey ships out from California after his second poor try on grass in his last 3, and in between those races came a huge effort on dirt when Raging Whiskey led through fast fractions and won by 8 in the Capote Stakes at 6.5 furlongs. This 6-furlong trip, therefore, is no issue. And since coming to Laurel, Raging Whiskey put in a very sharp workout for a half mile, which was the second fastest of 42 on the day. So he's showing all signs he's fit and has all his early speed. Newstom relaxed in third and drew off late by 3 lengths in the State Bred Stakes at Presque Isle Downs on the All Other last month. 2 before that, winning on conventional dirt at Parks powerfully. In between came an irrelevant turf race. McCarthy Rides and the 89 last race Equibase Speed Figure is second only to the 94 Raging Whiskey earned in the Capote. So Newstom has a strong chance to win if Raging Whiskey can't go all the way on the lead in this race. In the James F. Lewis, rate 6 at Laurel on Saturday, November 16th, with a post of 251 Eastern. Win bets are warranted on both Raging Whiskey and Newstom at 2-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool, which helps allocate the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win based on the odds to get your best profit. There's a free dutching tool at Amwager, along with many other great features. For the exactas, Raging Whiskey and Newstom overall, and we'll play some doubles. In race 6, Raging Whiskey and Newstom. In race 7, Cofactor, Still Alive, and Lucky Trinity. We'll get back to race 7 in a second, but first we're going to go over to Aqueduct for a stakes race. The Key Sense Stakes, race 8, post 3:20 Eastern on Saturday, November 16th. And My Sassy Sarah makes a number of changes, which are all positive, should help her run well enough to win in this race for New York Breds. My Sassy Sarah debuted on turf at Saratoga in a sprint and ran nicely to rally from 4th to lead late, was run down late by horses with more experience and lost the win by a length and the runner-up by a head. She improved markedly off that effort and won as she pleased by 4 lengths at 6 furlongs on turf before stretching out to 2 turns and raised in class significantly in the not-restricted open Grade 2 Miss Grillo Stakes. Rallying from 6 of 8 early, she almost got even with the leaders at the 8th pole before tiring a bit to 6th, but was beaten just 3 lengths. Today, Miss Sassy Sarah cuts back to a sprint, moves back to state bred only competition, drops in class, so if able to handle the dirt, as she should take some beating. To that end, Red Hot Rosario gets on, and trainer Nevin has a really nice record over the last couple years, 4 wins and 2 seconds from 13 starts in which her horses have moved from turf to dirt and route to sprint. The 92 Equibase Speed Figure by Sassy Sarah earned in her win is the best figure any horse in the field has earned to date, so if able to run back to that effort, she's the one to beat. Playtone, Single Verse, and Time Limit all have shots to be part of the exacta, but except for Single Verse, who opens at 5-1, none really offer enough value for win bets. Playtone broke her maiden by 6 lengths last month in her third start. Fits nicely if she can relax off the pace and try not to lead from start to finish as she did last month. That's because time limit is a need the lead type. And since that's her only advantage, she will likely be sent to the front, possibly holding second as she did last month in the Matron on turf. Single Verse rallied from third to win going away on a muddy track at Belmont on October 4th, 17 days later, ran second from start to finish in the stakes race, another sign of a need to lead type. She's never been worse than second in 5 races, and that number could be 6 when all said is done. In the Key Scent Stakes race, Aided Aqueduct, post 3:20 Eastern on Saturday, November 16th, bet Miss Sassy Sarah to win at 9-5 or more as a low odds overlay. Exacta, Miss Sassy Sarah over Playtone, Single Verse, and Time Limit. Now moving back to Laurel for the second half of the double and some bets on their own merit. Race 7 at Laurel is the Warriors Reward Smart Halo Stakes, post 3:20 Eastern on Saturday, November 16th. And a hot and contested early pace scenario is highly likely here, starting with Let's Say Positive, who has led from start to finish in both career starts and who has to go from the rail to not get covered up here. The problem is Cruz and Dan's wired the field in her only win, as did Summer Fortune, who is suspect as the 2-1 morning line favorite because of all the other speed, and Ilchester Cheetah, who has earned all 3 wins leading from the opening bell. With that in mind, Cofactor, still alive, and Lucky Trinity just need to relax as they've done in the past to get the major shares of the purse here, with Cofactor getting preference because she's won 2 in a row. After improving off her third place debut in August to win 1 month later, Cofactor went from Monmouth to Keeneland and rallied from fifth to win by a head after a tough battle in the stretch. Joe Bravo was up for both wins and rides back, and since shipping to Laurel, Cofactor put in a very strong 47 2/10 4-furlong workout, best of 27 on the day, which signals she can take another step forward and earn a stakes win here. Still Alive opens at odds too high to ignore for a horse with some decent probability to win, 10-1. She showed she could rate off the pace one before last, when second in the opening quarter, like Cofactor, winning at the first allowance level. Then she was overmatched and found 7 furlongs too far in the Park's Juvenile. But cutting back to the 6-furlong trip of the win, Still Alive should be in a great spot in the early stages behind the dueling pace setters and has potential to be there at the wire to be part of the Exacta and maybe post the upset. Lucky Trinity showed a lot of maturity and ability, winning first out 13 days ago over the track. 6 of 9 early, she made a big move on the turn to go from 3 back to a length in front of the 8th pole and drew off comfortably. Considering that effort earned Lucky Trinity a 77 Equibase speed figure, similar to the 77 Still Alive earned in her allowance win October 29th and the 79 Cofactor earned in her allowance win at Keeneland. If Lucky Trinity takes the slightest step forward, she has potential to post the upset opening at 6-1. In the Warriors Reward Smart Halo Stakes, Race 7 at Laurel, post 3:20 p.m. on Saturday, 11:16. Win bets, Cofactor, 9-5 or higher, and perhaps smaller win bets on Still Alive and Lucky Trinity at 72 or more. And again, when making multiple win bets, try and avail yourself of a Dutching tool to help you allocate your money for the best value based on the odds. And there's one free at amwager.com. Exacta Box, Cofactor, Still Alive, and Lucky Trinity. Trifecta, Cofactor, Still Alive, and Lucky Trinity in first. Over, Cofactor, Still Alive, and Lucky Trinity in second, with all in third. Delta Mile, we're going to go to Saturday night for the last race on this week's Key Races and Bets blog. And by the way, you can always get the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ella Star's blog. We're going to go, last race is going to be the Delta Mile Stakes, race 8 at Delta Downs, post 9:11 Eastern. And I like this race because the favorite, Forevermo, is vulnerable, opening at 3-1, which makes the race playable. Stephen's Answer gets the 2-post and appears to be a lone frontrunner with good position in this 2-turn mile. He was claimed by high-percentage trainer Diodoro for a measly 7,500 3-back out of a turf race, and it's won easily twice since by an average of 6 lengths, leading from start to finish both times at Delta at 7 furlongs, which is also 2 turns, and with Hamilton riding as he is today. The 94 and 97 Equibase figures both in allowance races are as good as any of the best in here, including the recent 96 Frevimo earned when 4th in the Downs at Albuquerque Stakes in August, which is another knock on Frevamo as he's coming back from 3 months off. Coming into the race, Steven Dancer put in a strong half mile, and although I don't expect the 10-1 running line to hold up, I do expect the horse to go to post at higher odds than his strong probability to win suggests for a trainer who has won with 25% of over 900 starters this year. Trevilian fits here off a win in the State Bred Gold Cup Stakes at the distance over the track last month with a 100 figure. He doesn't need the lead, should be tracking Steven Dancer from the start, so if Steven Dancer can't lead all the way, Trevilian can get up and win his second stakes in a row. Late Night Mischief is 3 for 6 at Delta and won a 7-furlong allowance last month with a competitive 94 figure, so is another contender here. In the Delta Mile race, 8 at Delta post 9-11 Eastern, 8-11 Central on Saturday, November 16th. Win bet, Steven's answer at 5-2 or more. Trevilian and Late Night Mischief can be considered for win bets at 3-1 or more. And again, if you make multiple win bets, always consider a dutching tool. Exacta box, Steven's answer, Trevilian, and Late Night Mischief. And a second Exacta, which is going to be Steven's answer, Trevilian, and Late Night Mischief over. Steven's answer, Trevilian, Late Night Mischief, McFeely, Harlan Selection, Exterpreter, and Forevermo. I'll say that one again. Steven's answer, Trevilian, Late Night Mischief over. Steven's answer, Trevilian, and Late Night Mischief plus McFeely, Harlan Selection, Exterpreter, and Forevermo. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at amwager.com. Check out amwager.com, and I'll talk to you next week.